This is an Aero News Touch and Go for April 6, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. Citing fewer deliveries than planned and a glut of used aircraft on the market, Bombardier Aerospace has announced it will cut 3,000 more jobs by the end of this year, in addition to 1,360 cut in February. Affected this time will be workers in Canada, Northern Ireland, Mexico, and the U.S. The company projects a 25% drop in demand for Learjet and Challenger aircraft. The downturn is in sharp contrast to the record-breaking billion-dollar profit achieved by Bombardier during the last fiscal year. CEO Guy Hatchie told the Toronto Star there could still be more cuts if conditions worsen. Normal flight operations resumed on Thursday for Delta Connection regional carrier Atlantic Southeast Airlines, a day and a half after 60 Bombardier CRJ-200s were grounded to check for completion of mandated engine inspections. ASA spokeswoman Kate Modolo said the airline notified the FAA and voluntarily pulled the aircraft out of service. She added it was unclear whether the inspections were actually overdue or had been performed but not properly documented. Inspections of the engines, normally required every 5,000 hours of operation, began on Tuesday night. USA Today reports the groundings caused the cancellation of 277 flights, affecting an estimated 8,500 passengers. NASA Inspector General Robert Cobb submitted a letter of resignation to the White House on Thursday, effective April 11th. President Obama has accepted it. Cobb wrote, quote, "I've been honored to serve the United States over the past 17 years, first at the Office of Government Ethics, then at the White House, and for the last 7 years as Inspector General. A new Inspector General will find an organization with extraordinarily talented employees dedicated to rooting out fraud, waste, and abuse, and promoting the economy, efficiency, and effectiveness of NASA," unquote. Well, that apparently is a matter of debate. A 77-page report issued by the Government Accountability Office in January ranked Cobb next to last among inspectors in federal agencies for managing costs. The report said Cobb saved taxpayers only 36 cents for every dollar spent on his department versus an average of $9.49 for other agencies. Sikorsky Memorial Airport in Connecticut remains the object of a bitter three-way tug of war between two towns and the state. The airport is owned by the city of Bridgeport, but lies entirely within the boundaries of the town of Stratford. Bridgeport said the runways needed to be lengthened to bring back the airlines. Stratford NIMBYs fought back. The state of Connecticut has talked about taking over the airport to move forward with the expansion plan its DOT approved. Stratford has said it wants to buy the airport. The latest chapter in the story is a mandate from the FAA for overrun safety zones for the runways. A chartered Piper Navajo landed long on Runway 6 in April of 1994, and the NTSB ruled the 8 fatalities were caused by fire produced by collision with the rigid blast fence at the end of Runway 6. There have been 3 accidents in which planes crashed through that fence and out onto Stratford's Main Street. The U.S. Army agreed in the past to sell an old engine plant to the city of Bridgeport to provide just over an acre of land in the needed area, allowing rerouting of Main Street and installation of a 300-foot-long engineered materials arresting system. But NIMBYs painted that as a runway extension and blocked it. Now, the Connecticut Post reports, there's a deal to sell the Army's plant to Stratford, which wants to develop the land. The city of Bridgeport filed suit Thursday to stop that sale. The FAA is not amused and has threatened to take over the airport itself through eminent domain laws to end the bickering and get the needed safety improvements done. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Boeing's deliveries of new airliners are up so far this year. Airbus denies more A380 deliveries will be late. And Garmin and Avidyne both announce new deals with OEMs. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves says aviation is reaching a tipping point and suggests how he believes we could still act in time. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.